wrote this record.
So have you hugged a seal yet? Have you gone to the Gaslight District? Have you quoted Anchorman? I'm just going through San Diego cliches. Actually, I know like so little about San Diego. It's shameful. You're there, right?
In the Gaslamp District, actually, but it's all you need to know about San Diego is that it's almost, I forget who said this, it's annoyingly beautiful. Like every day you walk outside and it's the most beautiful day you've ever seen.
I would think that's the problem with everything. When people say anything about San Diego, it's so nice that people don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
I know it's a large city, but it's strikingly featureless in the national consciousness other than it's so beautiful. It's like people are narcotized, right? Intoxicated by its beauty to the point of almost stupor. Is that a good read?
That's a pretty good read. I'm really glad to be here on the darkest day of the year.
Yeah, I think you made the right call, by the way. As opposed to like, if you're in Buffalo, sorry, you're in Buffalo.
It's like 40 degrees at raining at home right now.
Yes, it is. That's where I am.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I'd almost rather it be snowing. We are talking about the Poinsettia Bowl, the San Diego County Federal Credit Union, correct? That's our sponsor?
San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Still the character leader, I think, in just name length.
Yeah, character leader. A little skimpy with the gift bag, though. They cheap out with the Best Buy gift card, Tourneau watch, hooded sweatshirt, and flex fit cap. Which I'm very concerned if college players live as I did as undergrads about the lack of pants being given out.
This did bring us, however, to one of the best actual stories of the postseason, which is that two of Louisiana Tech's best players have apparently donated their Best Buy gift cards to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
And we're going to say that it's because they're awesome people and not because there's not a Best Buy in Ruston.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that's one factor. Maybe they're actually being generous, you know?
I'm just kidding. I don't know if there's a Best Buy in Ruston or not. But these are not scrub players, by the way. These are, I think, the WAC Conference Defensive Player of the Year and then an All-Conference Receiver who did this.
Oh, burn. There is a Best Buy right in the middle of Ruston.
Oh, hey, I bet that's like the community watering hole.
Actually,
I bet that's their cheers.
Actually, there is a large blue or a large triangle of water located right next to it. So chances are you could be correct. If you'd like to hunt residents of Ruston, just wait by the watering hole. They eventually have to go there.
I'm making fun. I really want to go to Ruston. I very nearly threw over some very nice tickets to an SEC football game that shall remain nameless this year to go to Ruston and watch football. And I hope Sonny Dykes sticks around long enough for me to go down there and see this little hatchling air raid that he's got building down there.
He does have a hatchling air raid, and it's going to have to be air raid. They don't call it ground raid because Lennon Creer, their running back. Tennessee transfer, no?
Tennessee transfer, and I think had trouble with his grades when he was at Tennessee as well, although the reason for – he was a Kiffin casualty, and the reasons for his transfer are – many and varied and were ultimately never fully explained.
Wasn't trill enough. That's what Kiffin put on there. Not trill enough for me, bro.
Completely wasted by Fulmer's staff the year before, let me just point out. He's a talented child, but not in the classroom.
Well, yeah, not in the classroom, so he's academically ineligible, thus putting the pressure on Louisiana Tech's air attack, which is pretty much all they have anyway. Really, that's it, which is good, because TCU doesn't really have a secondary.
No, they got past, although, you know, they still managed to get past Boise in a big way, but
that's true.
I hope that we're going to see, I hope to see a point explosion today in Qualcomm's, excuse me, in Snapdragon Stadium.
Yeah, do you want Synergy, by the way, if you go to SB Nation and you go to the Poinsettia Bowl preview, which is now being played in Qualcomm, aka Snapdragon Stadium, for the next, what, 2 days?
I think for the remainder of the month, actually. I think they changed it for the Poinsettia Bowl and the Holiday Bowl.
All right, well, if you go to us, boom, Synergy, baby, banner ads for Snapdragon.
Oh, wait, can I read aloud to you the email that I got from the Qualcomm PR bro?
Please do.
This PR bro from Qualcomm wrote to ask me, obviously, it would be great if you mentioned the fact that those bowls will be in a differently named location this year. It would be even more great if you mentioned that Snapdragon is Qualcomm's key product that enables and powers a variety of capabilities like GPS, high-performance graphics, HD and 3D video, touchscreen and battery life in your smartphones and tablets. It would be even more amazing if you did it while not making fun of the general corporate nature of the whole endeavor. I don't know how I managed not to work in my review.
I think that's just where we go ahead and that's why you delete all emails from any PR people ever.
There you go. It's for you, Jason.
Nice work, Jason. PR people working constantly and often in vain. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about TCU because, as Bill points out in his helpful preview, and as you could tell by just looking at the schedule, they got off to a heinous start. They were the victim of a Tessitore game early against Baylor on a Friday night.
The first Tessitore game of the season.
Yes, this was what established the pattern of Tessitoring, a.k.a. if he calls your game, your team dies in dramatic fashion, usually late on a Friday night. Hey, Oklahoma State!
And you know, of course, that we at EDSBS have, shall we say, intimate familiarity with the attributes of their starting quarterback.
Yes, Casey Pahal, who... We did have pictures of him in his underwear, but when mom asks you not to post pictures of their son in their underwear, typically it's something we'll honor. This, of course, was a grown-ass man in a pair of Superman underoos in a like what appeared to be a public park.
And a cowboy hat. And let us say again that we posted these because they made us love him.
We liked him, and we still like Casey Pahal. It's just his mother has a very poor understanding of what constitutes humor.
We do very much, and I really like how he's turned from Andy Dalton replacement part into an extremely reliable threat from this team, which they've needed since their defense, which you know has been such a fearsome thing, got wrecked by Baylor, yeah. And then proceeded to underperform, which is still makes them a good defense, but underperforming by their standards the past couple of years for most of the rest of the season.
TCU's been all right. They've done a fine job stopping the run. It's just in the back end they'll have occasional blowouts. Boy, that is not the way I wanted that sentence to come out. But it's true.
Don't we all? Kind of like life, man. Sometimes they're just occasional blowouts in the back end.
In the back end, you really want to avoid those blowouts. But yeah, you'll get that. You'll get some incontinence problems. Let's just ride this.
No, okay. It was good until you added the riding part.
No, I didn't even mean that. Now I'm just doing... Oh, gosh.
You took the thing and you made it a thing.
Let's just leave this all behind us. Hey!
Cutting this part out?
Yeah, we're not. This stays in. This totally stays in. Yeah, this is, by the way, ironic that we should be talking about a Tessitoring game. This is being called by the man himself, JT.
Albeit flanked by Lou Holtz and Mark May, right?
Right. So hopefully we can get some of that quality.
We're sorry, Tessitore. We like you, man.
We can get some of that quality Lou Holtz analysis. Like, did you know my name means hardwood in German? Hardwood. Remember, not making that up either. That actually happened.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. This is.
Hope the point spread will maybe keep Dr. Lou awake. Oh, God. Are we going to get a Dr. Lou segment? I really thought we were done with those.
Oh, no. I hope we get a Dr. Lou. That'd be fantastic.
Point in the year where we renew our annual plea for ESPN because we know some of your PR people are listening and we know who you are? Just take him back to doing magic tricks. You remember how much we loved that?
Oh, that'd be
great.
Remember
how much we loved him? Stop making him pretend to be a doctor. Let him be what he is, which is a hotel lobby magician.
I keep wanting one where he saws a woman in half. You know,
but it's real.
But it's
and then he pulls the two halves apart to show the bone and gristle and gushing blood and just goes, abracadabra.
I blame the Socialist Party. Then runs. That's what he does. I can still control the weather. And then he leaves, which because I think Lou Holtz really believes in like cloud bursting and killing goats with his mind. I'm not kidding. I think he really
does. In another life, he travels from town to town with a rainmaking machine.
Yeah. Lou Holtz is that.
Another life. By which I mean in the off season, he travels through America's heartland now in 2011 with a rainmaking machine.
Then we got trouble right here in River City. It starts with an A and it ends with X and it stands for anthrax. Get a jar right here. Jars of anthrax. I don't think Lou Holtz really sells anthrax. Oh, yes, I do. I'm lying. I believe everything I'm saying here about Lou Holtz. Back to the game, by the way.
I was going to say, that's as good a place to stop as any if we want to just wrap it up.
Lou Holtz sells anthrax. No, let's get, I guess, a quick prediction, if we can get from that.
You know, I had 41-28 written down in my official preview, but I wrote that preview like 2 days before Lennon Career got ruled out of the game. God, and now I'm thinking like 41-18. Like, I can't decide if they're going to sulk or if Gary Patterson's going to pull a Bielema and go for 70.
I think Gary Patterson's probably, I just assume that he's the kind of dude who can get a team to not sulk. Right, like I just think
like Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, and this.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the year they should have been. I mean, they won their conference. Boise State and Houston fell out of their way. I wouldn't be surprised if they came out flat, and I honestly can't say I blame them either. I would love to see them score 70 because I love seeing all teams score 70. Don't get me wrong, but God, they're in a tough spot.
I will say this though too, that Louisiana Tech's season turnaround, right? Mm-hmm. They're seven. They're.
Well, they start like 5-1 and 4, 1-5.
They do start, I believe, 1-4, and then they switch that up with a 7-game winning streak. That 7-game winning streak came against the likes of Idaho, Utah State, San Jose State, Fresno State, Ole Miss. Which, if you're gonna beat, Ole Miss, Nevada, and New Mexico State. So if you're looking for quality wins in there, you know, there's really not too many. And then
their losses were close, is what their defenders will tell you, that their losses were good and that their losses were close. But oh man, their wins were bad.
Yeah, their wins weren't that great. And in terms of total defense, they're pretty decent, but they really haven't played anybody who's going to test them, especially at the perimeter like TCU's passing attack. So,
let me add for a second, sure. As if we're just to kind of dispel the notion that we might be consigning TCU to some sort of second-class citizenry, this is a great bowl. This is a MAC-WAC bowl, but this is a bowl that sends you to San Diego for a week. They got to go pet pandas.
Yeah, they do, and they get to hang out in San Diego, which, you know, this is foreign territory for many of these kids, being from Texas and Louisiana. They're going to see things they don't normally see at home. Trained seals. Seals.
But at SeaWorld, trained seals just wander the streets here in San Diego and often operate the popular streetcars. It's a little known fact.
Mm, and don't forget, water that doesn't contain brain-eating amoeba.
Never, ever trusted those neti pots. Never.